particularly for Pacific Youth Voyage over the last, I think, 3 years. The program started with me, my uncle, Maulolo, my cousin Aone, as well as Banipasa, and we've had many other people who have assisted us along the way, and the progression of the show. It was on every Sunday at 10 p.m, so it was very late at night, but the idea was to have an open and genuine discussion amongst young people, and Pacific Youth Voyage was that platform for young people to share their stories, to share their views, and how it would impact their identity as Pacific Islanders, their identity as Australians, or simply as individuals living abroad. So the target audience was mainly Pacific Island communities living abroad, particularly the youth. A lot of us who were involved in the program were either youth members or youth leaders, or were very strong advocates for youth and doing things that help promote the well-being of youth, if that makes sense. And so during the course of the 3 years, we've had many guests on the show. We've had NRL superstars, we've had the Crichton brothers, we've had Boasa Famausili, who's now currently playing for the Bulldogs. We've had business owners, we've had Tawaisi and the Visuals, a photography business started by the Mayava sisters. And we've had many other guests on the show, just youth leaders, youth members, church groups. And they've come on the show and they've shared their journeys, they've shared about their employment, their education. Now the really good thing about Pacific Youth Voyage that I really enjoyed working on was not just the success stories. I know that for us Pacific Islanders, success stories are really important to us, because, you know, there's that old saying, we be what we see. And if we see, you know, someone that's a Pacific Islander who is a doctor, you know, we can see ourselves in that position and we can see ourselves in that role. And in the same thing, if we see another Pacific Islander, you know, being employed as a lawyer, we're able to envisage ourselves, because we relate our own experiences, I guess, and we relate our own journeys to the journeys of those success stories in Pacific Islanders, and then we're able to inspire and motivate ourselves. I think certainly for me and a lot of the people we've had on the program, that's kind of how we feel, and that's why success stories are important to us. But we've also just had very ordinary discussions about life with young people. We've had discussions about not going to uni or not wanting a degree, but simply wanting a trade or doing an apprenticeship, or even just finishing school and wanting to work to provide for our families. That's also a very open discussion we've had with young people, and a very important one too, because it's a very important part of our lives as Pacific Islanders. And so we've had many different types of conversations on live radio. We then moved into digital radio, and now we're slowly transitioning to a more online platform with our discussions, and we hope that these discussions bring value to your everyday lives. We hope they are entertaining to you, and I always try and picture our audiences, you know, catching the train to work and having a conversation to listen to, or having something to listen to while you're driving to work. So that the aim is maximum going to be 30-40 minute discussions. I'm not going to go any longer than that, because I don't expect people to be tuning in for the entirety of their journey to work or whatever, wherever it is they may go. But yeah, that's the aim, and I hope it brings some value to your day or some entertainment to your day. Full disclosure, we are very new at this. I am a scientist by trade, by profession, and so I don't really have a background in communications, but I'm happy to say that we have had a lot of these discussions and we are quite experienced now. It's been over 3 years, And I like to think that as a scientist, I can offer you the perspective from an impartial mindset. You know, we're trained to see all the facts from different views. We're trained to see all the perspectives because we can't choose a specific side because that would be biased. And so I hope with that kind of mentality, I can bring into the discussions. Lontona, our producer, also brings his own perspective. And we hope that these conversations will be valuable and that they'll be very informative to you all.